अंश विश्वक्षेण कथासुज नोत्पादयत रतिंजलि समय वही केवल सानुष्ठित धर्म डिस्चार्जिंग वन्स ओन ऑक्युपेशनल ड्यूटी सानुष्ठित धर्म अकॉर्डिंग टू वैदिक सिस्टम देर आर फोर काइंड्स ऑफ सोशल ऑर्डर्स एंड ईच वन ऑफ देम हैव पर्टिकुलर duties, just like the Brahmins, they have got their particular duties, Kshatriyas, they have got their particular duties, Vaishyas, they have also, and the Shudras. And those who do not follow the Vedic principles, they are called panchamas, or sometimes, if they do not follow the rules and regulations, then they are called mlechas and javanas. So, sanusthitasya dharmasya, a Brahmin must be truthful, satta, sama, dhamma, Titiksha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma Karma Sabhav. So, the Brahmins, those who are actually qualified Brahmins, Guna Karma Vibhav. Lord Krishna said, that chaturvarnam maya sristam guna karma vibhavas. By division of quality and activity. So everyone, Brahmin, must be qualified and must be engaged in his particular duties. Kshatriyas also, they should be engaged in their particular duties. Vaishyas and Shudras also. And it is the duty of the government that everyone is discharging his duty. That is king's business, Rajadanda. If one does not observe the regulative principle, then he should not declare himself as Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, just like at the present moment the government has got inspectors to see, inspect the schools, whether the teachers are duly discharging their educational curriculum. Similarly, formerly the king, he was Rajadandadhrik. So not only he was inspecting that everyone is discharging his professional or particular duties, but everyone has got employment. That was also the king's duty. No one should be unemployed. The Brahmin should be employed, the Kshatriya should be employed, the Vaishya should be employed, and the Shudra should be employed. If they had any difficulty, then it was the duty of the king to give them employment. So, since we have lost our responsible monarchical government, the four divisions of social order means Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Shudras, they have deviated due to unemployment. The Brahmin could not get sufficient engagement in their duties, jajan, jajan, pathan, pathan, dana, pratigraha. People became neglectful, so they thought, what is the use of calling a Brahmin for puja part? There is no necessity. Stop it. So naturally, the Brahmins were obliged to accept to the business or the occupational duties of the Kshatriyas or the Vaishyas or even Shudras. What can be done? But in the Shastra, it is said that a Brahmin, if he is in difficulty, he may accept the profession of a Kshatriya or up to Vaishya, but never accept the occupation of a Shudra. These are described in the Shastras. Besides that, the higher caste, the Brahmin, Kshatriyas especially, and the Vaishyas also, they must observe the Dasavida Sanskar, 10 kinds of reformatory methods. The first method is Garbhadhan Sanskar. Before giving birth to a child, there is a ceremony which is called Garbhadhan Sanskar. And it is stated in the Shastras that if the higher caste do not perform the Garbhadhan Sanskar and beget children like cats and dogs, then he immediately comes to the position of Shudra. These are the Shastric injunctions. There are 20 kinds of Dharma Shastra. So they are to be followed. That is human society. Not that to live like animal, that is human society. According to Vedic system, unless the human society comes to the institution of Varnasam Dharma, they are not to be accepted as human society. The system, the whole system was to gradually educate people to be elevated to the spiritual platform for understanding Krishna consciousness. That was the whole scheme. Vishnu, tad Vishnu paramam padam sada pashyanti sura, to train people to become civilized, suraya, means that they will observe to the ultimate goal of life, Vishnu paramam padam. How to approach Lord Vishnu, how to approach the Vaikuntha param dhama by spiritual progressive life. That was it. Every human being was given chance to go back to home, back to Godhead. That is considered as human civilization. Human civilization does not mean to improve the method of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, as it is going on now. The quality has been polished, but actually the human civilization has not improved, because the quality, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that is given special stress, but not to the point or goal of life, reaching Vishnu, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, Sadapashyanti Shura. That we have neglected. Therefore, at the present moment, we are not happy. This social system observing the Varnasram Dharma was so perfectly made, and the king would see that they are actually being executed. In that way, people were very, very happy, even in this material life, because everyone was confident that he was making progress to go back to home, back to God. That is human civilization. But the aim was Vishnu. Therefore, here it is said, dharma sanusthita punsh, visyakshena kathasuja, nutpada yadratinga. Even we execute the methods of varnasram dharma very nicely. Sanusthitasya dharmas. In another place, it is said by Śrīta Gosvāmī, atha puṇvi dija sreṣṭha varnāśrama vibhāgaś sānuṣṭhitasya dharmasya saṁsiddhi haritoṣaṁ. Haritoṣaṁ. You may execute your sectional duties as a Brahmin. You can execute your Brahminical principles as they are laid down in the Śāstras, or Kṣatriya, you can do your duty, but there should be a test whether you have become successful in discharging your duty. That test is Haritoshanam, whether you have satisfied the Supreme Personality of God. Then it is perfect. Saṁsiddhi haritoṣaṁ. Everyone should seek perfection of his particular duties. And that is recommended, that haritoṣaṁ. The example is Arjuna Mahārāja. Arjuna is a Kṣatriya. His duty is to fight, to give protection to the poor and to annihilate the disturbing elements. That is Kṣatriya's duty. So Arjuna was trained in that way. He was a soldier, but by his soldier's business, occupational duty, he satisfied Krishna. He fought for Krishna, not for his personal self-gratification. That is his test. Saṁsiddhi haritoṣaṁ. So, here also Śrīta Gosvāmī says, dharma sa nusthitasya, dharma sa nusthita puṁsaṁ, visyakṣena kathāsu. You can discharge your duties very nicely, but you have to see whether you are developing attachment for Krishna. Attachment means love. Whether you are trying to satisfy Krishna, that is the test. If that is not done, simply formulas, if you execute the formulas, as I explained the other day, niyamāgraha, without any satisfaction of Krishna, then the Śrīta Gosvāmī says it is simply laboring and waste of time. Visyakṣena kathāsuja nutpādayet ratiṁ yadi samāye mahi kevala. Then he said, dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya
upakalpate.
Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These are called apavarga. Apavarga means nullifying the pavarga. Pavarga, this material world is called pavarga. Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. According to Sanskrit grammar, there are five vargas. Ka-varga, ka-varga, cha-varga, ta-varga, and pa-varga. The pa-varga, pa means parisram. Similarly, pa means pena. And bha means bhar. Ma means mitu. So, this material world is pa-varga. Means here we have to labor very hard. Sometimes, by laboring, as we have seen in animals, bulls and horses, they produce foam in the mouth, that is paw. Then we are always full of anxieties, and at last there is death. This is material life. We work very hard, struggle hard for existence, and that also at the end we die. So people have become so much foolish that they do not see the defects of the materialistic way of life. They think only that the time, the small duration of life, if you can somehow or other gratify our senses, that is perfection of life. This is called ignorance, mura. That is described in the Shastras. Saeva gokhara. Gokhara means animals, like cows and asses. This is not life. So, religious life, dharmasahi apavargasya. One should become religious or accept religious principle to stop this power, the different kinds of hard struggle for existence, to stop. That is the purpose of dharma. But generally, people execute dharma to get some artha. Dharma, artha. Artha means some material profit. So, Sudha Goswami says that dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpate. Arthaya, for some material profit, does not mean. Of course, if you take the meaning of artha as paramartha, that is required. But material profit, as it is stated here in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Sudha Goswami, that to go to the church or to the temple or to become a religious person does not mean that it is meant for improving your material condition. Generally, people come to us at the temple for ashirvad. What is that ashirvad? Now I have got 500 rupees income. Please give me ashirvad. It may become 5,000. So this is not the purpose of dharma. Here it is stated. Dharma sahi apavargasa na artha arthayopagalpata. Then we require artha. Without artha, without money, how we can live? That is also explained here. Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya kāmalābhāya hi smitaha. You require money, that's all right. But not for sense gratification. not for going to the cinema. Here in Bombay city, people are earning money, lots of money. But we see there are lots of cinema advertisements. And people go there. There are hundreds and thousands of cinema houses and spend their money. They are standing for 3 hours, 4 hours to take a ticket for going to the cinema. Therefore, actually, those who are going to be religious for getting relief from this hard struggle for existence, for them, arthasya, you require some artha, money. Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya, if you are actually religious, then your artha should not be spent for sense gratification. Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya kāmulābhāya hiṣṇita. Kāma means sense gratification. It should be properly utilized. If you have got money, then you should be properly utilized, not for sense gratification, wine, woman, and hotel and cinema. No. Then by your artha, you are going to hell. Artha, everything. Chanakya Pandit, the great politician, he says he was not he was religious, Brahmin, but he was not for salvation. He was more or less politician. Still, he says, sannu mitte varam tyaga vinase niyate sati. Sannimit. If you have got some money, it will be spent in your life or your next life, your son's life, it will be spent. Vinase niyate sati. That is nature's way. Suppose you earn crores of rupees, it will not stay after one generation, after two generations. It will not stay. Because in this material world, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is called Chanchala. She does not remain at one place. We have got experience. Today one man is very rich. The next generation is no longer rich. That is also nation-wise applicable. Just like we have seen British Empire. While I was in London, I was thinking that these Britishers brought money from all parts of the world by business or all other means. I saw in front of St. James Park, Lord Clive's statue. Very, very nice buildings, but it is now difficult for them to repair. That opulence has gone. They have lost their empire, no more income, sufficient income. This is the nature of material world. So many empires back there. There was Roman Empire, there was Carthaginian Empire, there was Mughal Empire, there was British Empire and so many empires. They are no longer existing. Sometimes when I pass by the side of the Red Fort, we see the department, the apartment of the great Mughal emperors and Red Fort. They are now lying vacant. So this is the material nature. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit advises, sannimitte varam tyago vinase niyate sati. If you are actually religious, then don't spoil your money for sense gratification. Use it for satkarya. Satkarya means for service of Krishna. Om Tatsa Parabrahma. Sannimit. Sannimitti varam tyaga vinashi niyate sati. That is Vedic civilization. If money comes, we don't hate it. Welcome. But it should be used properly. That is proper use. If you use properly your money, then you make your path for Abhavarga clear. And if you misuse your money, then you become again entangled in the 8,400,000 subspecies of plants. Therefore, recommended here, nathasya dharmaikantas. Dharmaikantas. Not for the irreligious demons, but those who are actually religious. Dharmaikantas. Kamulava, no kamulabhaya sprita. Your money should not be free, should not be spent unnecessarily for self-gratification. Formerly, this was the civilization in India. We see so many big temples in South India and other places also, especially South India. It is not possible, in Vrindavan also, it is not possible at the present moment to construct such huge, expensive temple. But actually, they were done by rich kings, rich mercantile people. That Madan Mohan temple was constructed by Sindhi merchant. He approached Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was sitting underneath the tree and his Madan Mohan was hanging in the tree. He had no place, no temple, no throne. Madan Mohan was asking Sanatana Goswami that, Sanatana, you are giving me dry bread without even in salt. How can I eat? So Sanatana Goswami replied, sir, I cannot go to ask for salt. Whatever I have got, I offer you. I cannot help. This was the talks. So one salt merchant came, Sindhi salt merchant. He was passing from Vrindavan to Delhi side, and he offered his service, and Sanatana Goswami asked him to construct the temple of Madan Mohan. That temple is still existing, Madan Mohan's temple. So this is the proper use. If you have got some money, don't use it for constructing a big skyscraper building. Better you try to construct a very nice temple for Krishna's situation. That is proper. So Sudha Goswami says, nathasya dharmaikantasya kamulabhaya hi smitaha. Don't spend your hard-earned money for sense gratification. Then one may say that after all, we have got this body and we have to eat, we have to sleep, and because we have got senses, the senses must be a little bit satisfied. No. Krishna says, Sudha Goswami says, it is not that you shall stop. That is already explained the other day. Nirvande Krishna Sambande. You eat in relationship with Krishna. Just like here, in this temple, what we are doing? We are also cooking. Others are also cooking at house. So what is the difference? The difference is that we are cooking for Krishna. Others, those who have no Krishna consciousness, I don't say everyone, they are cooking for themselves, just like the hotel. In a hotel, they are cooking for the customer palatable dishes. So that is the difference. But Rupa Goswami says that dante with Krishna consciousness, that is Jukta Vairagam. Because in this human life, we require to develop jnana and vairagya. So if we dovetail our activities for Krishna's service, that is jukta vairagya. So here also it is said that nathasya dharma ikantasya kamo labhaya vismita. We should not earn money for sense gratification. Then kamasya na indriya priti labha jiveta javata. You must have sense gratification, eating, sleeping, mating, but as far as you can maintain your body very nice, not that voluntarily you shall starve. No, just like these boys, these girls, are weak. We are not starving, but our eating Krishna prasadam means just to live nicely for executing Krishna consciousness. We are not meant for going to the cinema or for other sense gratification purposes. But because we have got this body, there is no question that we shall stop eating. We eat prasadam, Krishna prasadam, and that is very palatable. Krishna prasadam, Krishna should be offered all first-class preparation, because Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But if we have money to supply him nice things, the Krishna will be satisfied, as Krishna says, patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajit. Krishna wants that you offer him something with devotion and love. That's all. Krishna is not hungry. Krishna is Atmaram. He is self-sufficient. He does not require. He is producing food for us. That's a fact. We get so many fruits and flowers. We don't manufacture it in the factory, neither it is possible. It is Krishna's manufacture. It is Krishna, rasoham of sukantiya, parvasmi sasusudja. By his action of different energies, these things are produced. Why? These things are produced for whom? For Krishna? No, for us. Eka bhunam vidadati kama. He is maintaining us. So, is it not our duty to offer him first? Sir, you have supplied so many nice things. You take first, then he says. This is what. It is just like worshipping Mother Ganges with Ganges water. We have all seen that those who are devotees of Mother Ganges, they go in the Ganges water and after taking bath, takes little water from the Ganges river and again pour it with some mantra. Now, for the river Ganges, if you take, say, 1 pound of water, and if you pour it again, 1 pound, what is the loss and gain? But you become, by using the Ganges water in that way, you become a devotee of the Mother. Similarly, what we can offer to Krishna? Everything belongs to Krishna. And if in the store of Krishna there are millions and millions of tons of fruits and flowers, if you take one or two of them and offer to Krishna, so what is Krishna's loss? And if you offer one fruit to Krishna, what is his gain? Krishna is not concerned with your offering and not offering. But if you offer, It is for your interest. It is for your interest. Yeah, Krishna is recognized. Here is a devotee. So this is the process. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī said, the dharmasya, nārthasya dharmaikāntasya kāmulābhāya ismṛtā, kāmasya naindriya prīti, kāma. We have to satisfy our tongue, our senses, but not for indriya prīti. We should eat for living nicely, not for palatable dishes. So many animal killing, unnecessary. Why? Krishna has given you so many nice things, rice, wheat, sugar, milk, fruits, flowers, vegetables, and with milk you can get ghee and you can prepare hundreds and thousands of preparations and offer to Krishna and take it. Why should you kill so many animals and maintain slaughterhouse for the satisfaction of the tongue? Therefore, here it is said, kamas, we have some demand for maintaining the body, but not for sense gratification. Kamas nendriya priti, no indriya priti. Indriya priti, if you cannot satisfy your tongue by so many preparations, hundreds and thousands of preparations can be made from these ingredients, grains, vegetables, fruit, flowers and milk, and sugar. Actually, we still, in Hindu family, they are preparing so many nice foodstuffs. Why should we go for indriya priti, for satisfaction of the tongue? We shall kill so many chickens and cows and goats. Why? What is the use? There is no use. It is simply sense gratification. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī recommends that we have got some demand for keeping the health properly, don't try to do it for indriya priti. Indriya priti. We have invented so many nonsense things for simply satisfaction of the tongue. A Vaishnava kavi, Vaishnava poet, Acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has wrote a song. That song we chant or sing during the time of taking prasad. In that song he writes, Sharira avidya jal jarendriya tahe kar. This body is an emblem of ignorance. Actually, we get this material body due to our ignorance. By ignorance we commit so many wrong things and we are obliged to accept a certain type of body. Therefore, it is a network of ignorance. Sarira avidya jal, jarendriya tahe kal. In that network of ignorance, there are different senses. Jarendriya tahe kal, gross, material senses. They are just like our death. Sometimes these senses are described as kalasarpa. Kalasarpa means the black cobra. As soon as the cobra touches, immediately dead. Similarly, if we allow these kalasarpa to act in their own way, that means we are inviting death at every moment. Therefore, those who are too much bodily attached, for them this yoga system is controlling the sense. Yoga indriya sangha. Yoga does not mean to increase the power of sense. Yoga means controlling the sense. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that this network of ignorance where the senses are like black cobra. Out of all those senses, the tongue is the greatest black cobra. Tar madde juhavati lobhomay sudurmat. The tongue, if you practice, just for example, nobody learns smoking from the birth. But when he is habituated, then there are chain smokers, one cigarette after another, one cigarette after. This is simply by bad association. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that tar madde juhavati lobhomay sudurmat. Because we have indulged his tongue to increase his greediness. Therefore, we see so much advertisement of liquor and cigarette and so much, teas and coffees. Simply, it is practice. So as you have practiced, by practice, you have increased so-called demands of your body. You can decrease it all. Just like these boys, they are practiced to all these things. But since they have taken to Krishna consciousness, by practicing they have given up everything. So anything artificial, we habituated, but we can give it up. Therefore here it is said, kamasya nendriya priti. You should not introduce sense gratification for maintaining your body. Your body can be maintained very nicely if you take simple food, made of rice, wheat, vegetables, little ghee and little milk. That's all. And you can get all these things anywhere, any part of the world. And you can offer to Krishna. Krishna also says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhaktarajchati. Any part of the world, any condition of life, you can secure these things. In Africa, we have been in the interior African villages. They are supposed to be uncivilized, but I don't think. They have got enough of these things. Patram puspam phalam toyam, anywhere. And they are being taught by this Krishna consciousness movement to offer to Krishna and take. Therefore, this artificial civilization for sense gratification is not very good. It is not good for us. We may gratify our senses while we are living, but when we quit this body, we are completely under the grip of material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. And when you are under the clutches of prakriti, you cannot dictate that give me this kind of body. That will be decided by superior authority. Daivanetrena, karmana daivanet. These are the scientific knowledge. But unfortunately, there is no culture of the scientific knowledge. It's superficially, simply for sense gratification, that is going on in the name of advancement of civilization. Actually, it is very risky civilization. Suppose after this body, human form of body, if I get the body of an animal or a tree, there is every chance. Where from the tree comes? Where from the tiger comes, the cat comes, the dog comes? There are demigods also. So you can get any form of life. Dehantaram. Krishna says personally, tatha dehantaram. This is bogus theory that after death everything is finished. No, there is another life. And the species of life are in your front. 8,400,000 of species. And we have to accept, according to our karma, a type of body given by the material nature. Prakidakyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti mannate. Ahankara vimuratma. simply by false pride. I am thinking that I am Karta, I am master. You are not master. You are under the grip of material nature. Oh. So, how you can avoid? Therefore, we should not indulge in sense gratification. Oh. We should try to practice how to take Krishna prasadam. That will help us. That I was going to speak, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, tar madhye jiva bhavati lobhomaya sudurmati. This tongue is sudurmati. It is very, very badly intelligent. Not at all intelligent. He wants to eat. Just like here we can see in these big cities, they are taking their lunch at home and as soon as goes to the office, immediately bring tea. Well, why unnecessarily tea? But the tongue dictates, bring tea, bring coffee, bring cigarette. Therefore, the tongue is very formidable enemy of this human being, if you indulge. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, tar madhye jiva bhavati lobhomaya sudurmati tare jeta kothina samsara. It is very difficult. We can sometimes avoid the dictation of the genitor, but it is very difficult to avoid the dictation of the tongue. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, tar madhye jiva bhavati lobhomaya sudurmati tare jeta kothina samsara. Krishna varo dayamaya koribare jiva jaw. Saprasad arno dilabhar. Now Krishna is so kind that he has returned so much nice foodstuff, prasadam, that we can eat and thereby we can conquer the dictation of the tongue. In another place it is said, Sevan Mukhi hi jivhado. God realization can be possible. How? If you engage your tongue in the service of the law. It is very wonderful. People may say, how is that? The tongue has to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Yes, that is the Shastric injunction. Sevan Mukhi hi jivhado sameva spurata. If you simply engage your tongue in the service of Krishna, then Krishna will appear before you. Swayameva Spurata. He will personally appear before you. And what is that? You can utilize your tongue simply chanting Hare Krishna and satisfy the tongue by taking prasad. Finish. Very simple and very easy. By simply controlling your tongue, you can control all other senses. You can control belly, you can control the genital, you can control everything. Therefore, here is recommendation, please do not take this, do not take this. Don't take animal foodstuff. Simply take Krishna prasad. Don't drink, don't smoke. There are so many don'ts and so many do's. So, therefore, we have to practice this Krishna consciousness method. Here it is said that kamasanendriya priti jiveta javata. Try to live decently by taking Krishna prasad and chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Jiveta. Sadam jiveta. In this way you can live hundreds of years. That is recommended in the Isopanishad. Isavasamidamacharya. So, jiveta javata, jivasya tattva jignasa nartha jasyeha karmahi. And why shall you live at all? What is the use of living? The trees are also living for 10,000 of years. What is the meaning of that living? Similarly, if you live for 100 years or 200 years, what is the meaning of your living? Of course, living in this material world is not very comfortable. Every one of us, we know it. Padang padang jadavipadam. Those who are living in Bombay city, they know it very well. When you pass through the roads in taxi cab or motor car, so much congested, and at any moment there may be some danger. Padang, padang, jadu vipar. In America also, the cars are running in 70 miles speed, and if one car collides with another, immediately 4 or 5 cars, disaster. So actually we are living in such a condition. Padang, padang, jadu vipadang. Every moment there is danger. It is not very peaceful living at the present moment. We are running, we are flying in the sky. We do not say that this should be stopped. Neither it can be stopped. But you do everything in Krishna consciousness so that in danger takes place. Anti Narayana Smriti, you can at least remember Krishna at the time of death, then your life is successful. Jam jam bapi smaran loke tajat kamde kalevar. Krishna says, at the time of death, our remembrance to a certain thing gives me next body. If I think like a dog, then I become next life a dog. And if I think like a god, then I next life I become god. That is the test at the time of death. So unless you practice, how you can remember Krishna at the time of death? Therefore, Samrat Kulasekhar, the great emperor devotee, he is praying to Krishna. Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panjarantam uddaiva visatu me ma nasarajahan prana priyana samaye kaphavata pittai kanthavarudhara vidho smaranam kutaste. My dear Lord Krishna, now I am healthy. I am thinking rightly. Kindly give me immediately death. And I can be entangled with your lotus feet, like the swan entangles itself with the lotus stem. He had said, the swans take pleasure by entangling itself with the lotus stem. It goes down the water and catches the stem and binds itself in this way. It is a sporting of the swan. So, Samrat Kulasekhar said, Manasa, Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panjarantam uddaiva visatu me manasa rajahans. At the present moment, my mind is just like the swan. It is playing with your lotus tail. So, let me die immediately. Otherwise, if I die ordinarily, prana prayana samaya, kapha pata pittaya, the three elements, kapha, pitta, bayu, they will overwhelm me and I may not remember you at that time. I may forget it. So Krishna, give me immediately death so that I, remembering, I may die. This is process. Krishna consciousness means somewhere or other, try to remember Krishna at the time of death, Anti Narayana Smriti. Then your life is successful. Just say Ajami. Ajamil, he was a great sinner. We shall one day describe our Ajami's life. But at the time of death, out of his affection for his youngest son, whose name was Narayan, he's thrice called Narayan, Narayan, but the original Narayan took notice of it. Oh, this man is calling Narayan. Immediately sent his personal assistant to take him back to home. Ante Narayan, somewhere he was not remembering the original Narayan, but Narayan was the name of his son. Therefore, according to our Vedic system, we keep God's name, our children or family members, so that somehow or other there are thousands of names of Krishna. If we remember one of them, our life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī says that kāma-śanendriya-prīti, you have got some demands of body, eating, sleeping, mating, that's all right. But don't use it, don't spoil it by self-gratification. You can eat. There are so many nice things, Krishna prasadam. Why should you eat meat? Why should you eat drink and that, all nonsense? Be a little frugal. No, indriya priti, kamasya indriya priti, jiveto javu. You simply take such foodstuff, Krishna prasad, so that you can live very healthy life and execute your Krishna consciousness business. It is not that you have to voluntarily starve and make yourself weak. No. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, yuktaharo viharasya yoga bhavati siddhidam. Artificial starving, artificial vairagya has no meaning. You should live nicely, but not for sense gratification. That is the recommendation of the Sangha. Don't indulge in sense gratification, but live very healthy life so that you can execute Krishna consciousness. Kamasya nendriya priti jiveta javata jivasya tattva jignasa. The real business is jivas, we living entities. Our real business is tattva jignasa. This tattva jignasa, therefore Srimad Bhagavat is commentary of the Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. As Vedanta Sutra gives the core, athato brahma jignasa. This life is meant for brahma jignasa, inquiry about Brahma. The same brahma jignasa and tattva jignasa is the same thing. Here also, the same thing as Bhagavad begins, janmadasya jata. You will find all the codes of Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra in Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely explained. It is practically the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Here it is. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. What is that brahma jigyāsa? That is explained here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. The same thing. Athāta brahma jigyāsa and jīvasya. This human form of life is especially meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Tattva jigyāsa. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. Na artha jasteha karmavi. You are working so hard simply for maintaining your body. No, it is not. You work hard, keep yourself fit, but live for tattva jignasa. That is life. Tattva jignasa. What I am? What is God? What is this material world? Why I have come here? Why I am put into so much trouble? These are the inquiries. Not that every day go to the share market, kya bhav, kya bhav. That is not tattva jignasa. That is indriya priti. Howling in the market. So, our life being spoiled without Krishna consciousness. That is our mission. That we are trying to save men from great fall down. Uttishtata jagrata praptavaran nibodha. This is the breathing in you. Don't sleep. Uttishtata. Just get up. Jagrata. Be awake. Praptavaran nibodhata. You have got this benediction of human form of life. Nibodhak, try to understand the same thing. Nibodhak. This is the only business of human being. To understand his constitutional position, to understand God and relationship with God. We are avoiding this. What is this village? Here it is clearly said. Jīvasya tattva jignāsa. Nartha jasteha karma bhi. You work hard. But what is your aim of life? Simply sense gratification. It is spoiling life. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Now, what is that tattva? That is explained in the next verse. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam. Those who are tattvavid, those who are knower of the absolute truth, they say as follows. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam. Jajjnanam adnayam. Brahmeti paramatmeti. Bhagavaniti sabda. That absolute truth. Tattva-vastu. Those who are in the knowledge of tattva-vastu, they say the absolute truth is one. Adyayan. There is no duality. Vadanti tattva-vidas tattvam. Jajjnanam adnayam. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. They are the same tattva-vastu, but according to our angle of vision, somebody is understanding the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma, somebody is understanding the absolute truth as localized Paramatma, and somebody, that is highest realization, Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.